The thousands of African Americans who gathered on 125th Street, Harlem's main thoroughfare, to celebrate President-elect Obama's decisive victory on Tuesday night, could not contain their joy that one of their number had been chosen to lead the nation. A young woman named Joy had come from Brooklyn, a subway ride away.
We are so excited. Black people are just overwhelmed. We are very grateful. We worked very, very hard. We are just happy to see a black man in office. I thought it would never happen.
This young man said Obama's election made the future brighter for all African-American youth.
Everybody born after this day going to grow up thinking they can do anything they want to be, like be the greatest man in the world, like that's the president, like, so like, yeah, I can be that way in 20 years, I ain't old yet.
Jerome Hall, another New Yorker, seemed calm, yet his broad grin said it all.
I'm really trying not to get too emotional, you know, it's great, this is a great moment in history. This probably was one of the best nights of my life right now, you know, and being here in Harlem, I don't think anything can really compare.
Mark, from the neighboring borough of Queens, was also jubilant, but recognized that lots of hard work lies in store for the new president-elect and for all Americans.
I feel good to be a black man right now. This is an opportunity, man. Glad I'm able to see this today, my brother. I know it's going to be a long time to get everything back on the path, man, but I believe he got the energy and the power to do it, man.
With a solid block of fellow Democrats in Congress, Barack Obama will have much of the political clout necessary to enact an ambitious agenda to deal with the many challenges he will face. He will also draw on the public goodwill new presidents traditionally enjoy early in their administrations. As the nation looks ahead to January 20th, when President-elect Obama takes office, one thing is clear. He's got the people of Harlem behind him all the way. I'm Adam Phillips reporting from New York.